This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The headliner of the final night of the Democratic National Convention tonight will be Kamala Harris. She will accept her party's presidential nomination. Last night, running mate Tim Walz was in the spotlight.
Tim Walz leaned heavily into his football coach background to rally Democrats as he accepted the vice presidential nomination. Even before Walz spoke,
"Come on out, Scarlets!"
Members of his state title football team took the stage.
"We ran a 44 defense. We played through to the whistle on every single play."
Walz noted he's not used to giving speeches like this, but is well-versed in pep talks.
"Let me finish with this, team. It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal. But we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field."
Saying the job now is to get in the trenches and do the blocking and tackling. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
But Republicans have a message for Americans, too. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, saying at a rally in Asheboro, North Carolina,
"Think of everything that this country has endured over the last 4 years of Kamala Harris's broken leadership. Prices are up and wages down. Our borders are wide open, but we've had a lot of factories closing down."
That dangerous heat wave still baking parts of Texas and Oklahoma. Triple-digit temperatures expected to break records. Hurricane Gilma has ramped up to Category 3 strength in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but will stay away from land, say forecasters. It's about 1,000 miles from the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula of Mexico. Stylish clothes have helped Target reverse a year-long sales slump. This is AP News. Now to a government report that links excessive fluoride levels to lower IQs in children. The AP's Ben Thomas has this story.
A report from the federal government's National Toxicology Program concludes that fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked with lower IQ in children. The report's based on an analysis of previously published research. Fluoride strengthens teeth and reduces cavities, and the additions of low levels to drinking water has long been considered one of the greatest public health achievements of the last century. But this report marks the first time a federal agency has concluded there is a link between higher levels and lower IQ in kids. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain's drug regulator authorized the Alzheimer's drug Leqembi this morning, saying it's the first medicine to show some impact in slowing the progression of the disease. The U.S. FDA authorized Leqembi in July last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.